This is worse than you think. Guess the diagnosis against the clock. The answer is at the end. Let's call this guy Malcolm. He's in the middle of playing baseball. At this moment, a ball is yeeted toward him. He swings, he misses, and it hits him straight in the chest. The next moment, Malcolm's on the ground. But it's worse than that. He's totally unconscious. Onlookers rush over to him. The first aider feels a pulse. They can't feel anything, so they start CPR. And the ambulance is called, and when they arrive, they strap ECG leads to his chest. It looks like this. This is bad news. This is ventricular fibrillation. Taken straight to hospital, but sadly, he doesn't make it out alive. I'll give you 5 more seconds to guess the diagnosis. By the way, I've released a brand new guide, Never Forget Differentials. It's packed with frameworks to help you recall differentials on the spot. Comment diagnosis for some free pages. This is the rare case of commotio cordis, characterized by the onset of a life-threatening arrhythmia, in this case ventricular fibrillation, after blunt force to the chest. Or that this trauma causes something called an R on T phenomenon. Think back to the ECG wave. But the T wave is the part of the ECG where the heart repolarizes, like when the myocardium resets so that it can receive another action potential. A whack in the chest at this period can mess everything up, and it can kick the heart into life-threatening arrhythmias. Thankfully, it's rare. It tends to affect thin adolescent males, particularly in the context of playing sport. It has a survival rate of just 10 to 15%, and that's only if you start CPR within 3 minutes. I've got another patient for you, but you're gonna have to follow me to come and see them next.